What's more important as a content creator, quality or quantity?
My name is Oswaldo.
My name is Sophia.
And you're listening to
Creators Voices.
Okay. So what
do we think?
What do we think? It's a war between like, oh no, the quality is so important. Oh no, you got to put out as much content.
Well, let's define it first, right? So pretty much quantity is the number of posts that you're posting.
Yeah.
And quality is the quality of it. So are we also talking gear? Like quality of like the videos, ultra 4K.
Yeah, I would say quality. When I think about quality, I think about how much time you're spending on your video with, you know, the quality of the audio, the quality of the image.
Yeah.
The how much editing you're putting into, how much storytelling, like so much involved into the quality of the video.
Right.
Versus somebody that just shoots on their phone and puts it out.
Right.
That's a really good comparison, right? Between quality and quantity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, quantity is pretty much how much are you posting?
Right.
So obviously, the more you post, the quality of your content takes a hit. Because if you're a solo content creator, it's so hard to keep quality up and quantity at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? So what's important, quality or quantity? I would say if you're starting off as a content creator, you have to put as much content as possible.
Yeah.
Quantity. Really important.
Yeah, I agree. The reason why quantity is important too is because you want to get the reps in and practice as much as you can before you can start improving on the quality. At first, I know for sure, for me at least, at first I had to find my voice. I had to find the type of content I want to make. I have to find the type of content my audience wants. And all of that took a long time and a lot of content for me to know. It gave me a lot of data to work off of. It gave me a lot of insight as to what my audience likes. And the only way I can prove that my concept is working or my theories are working is by making a lot of content. And now it just takes me so much less time because I just, it's a habit now making content and it's a lot easier for me. So
the strategy that I would use, to be honest, if I just started content creation, I would put out as much content as possible and learn from it. Like, how can I get better at, you know, shooting B-roll, the quality of my audio, and see what my audience likes. You don't know what your audience likes yet.
Right.
You have to experiment. So experiment, find out what your audience likes. And once you start noticing views on a certain topic, on a certain type of content, go ham on that. And then you can focus on quality.
Right.
After that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of it too also comes down to building the discipline to make content. I think, you know, a lot of people, we put out an episode not too long ago about how I was posting every single day, one TikTok, one reel. The reason why I wanted to stick with that is to make sure that I make content creating my habit. And again, that goes into helping me become a better creator and all the and figuring out what my audience likes and all those things. But it's also for myself as a person and as a content creator to help myself build that discipline, the skill set, and pretty much just become a much better content creator within the shortest amount of time possible. So it might take somebody a lot longer to make 400 to 500 pieces of content. But for me, because I was making it every single day, it only took me a little bit over a year, for example. So I feel like I've skipped the first however long it takes for most people to learn what I've learned by putting all those reps. So in the beginning, quantity is so, so important. And I think that for the first 6 months or a year, at least, that should be your focus. Now, maybe start adding into the quality, be a lot more intentional with the kind of content you're making. But at first, don't really think about that too much and just focus on creating.
Yeah. And then once you start figuring out, because once again, as you're putting out content, you're going to get feedback from your audience and you're going to start adjusting your content based on what your audience likes, what they dislike, and what they suggest too that they like. And then you're like, oh, they like it when I do such and such. So therefore, I'm going to talk more about that or do more of such. So, but once you get to a certain point, quality matters.
Yeah.
No matter what, the quality, first thing that I would suggest, really, really important, is audio. Fix your audio. Audio is so, I would go audio over image quality. Mm. Easy. It's so easy for people to get turned off on bad audio, but if the audio is good and the content that you're giving out is so good, they're willing to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Now that I think about it, if the quality of a video I'm watching is not great or there's a lot of static, I don't care how good it looks. I'm skipping it for sure. Yeah. What would your advice be for... So that would be for YouTube for the most part?
Or no, audio's first thing in anything.
Okay.
First thing in any type of video content or... Yeah, any type of video content you're doing, audio is very important.
Right.
For sure. Because right now with your phone, you're good. You know, just get yourself an external microphone. And you can go a long way nowadays with minimal equipment, which is amazing.
Right.
So most of the things that you can focus on is creating content. Get better at it. You know, focus on your voice. Like, how should you be speaking to your audience? Get better in front of the camera, too, because it's not easy to be in front of the camera.
Yeah. No, yeah. It is hard, for sure. What would your suggestion be for, like, YouTube? Because I think when I speak about, you know, putting out as much content as possible and not caring too much about quality, it's a lot easier to say for TikTok and Instagram. But what's, like, the bare minimum for YouTube? Like,
for YouTube,
you need at least something.
You should at least be posting once to twice a week.
Okay.
For sure. If you can post more when you're starting off, great.
Yeah.
But that should give you enough time to get an idea, to build, you know, a video where you can take time with storytelling, editing, shooting, editing, scripting, like take your time doing that and post at least once to twice a week. But if you could do more, awesome. Include shorts. Why not? You know,
that's
true. More content.
Yeah.
And then from there, just, you know, once again, once you figure out your audience, once you know what you're doing, focus on quality.
Right.
And then once you get quality, focus on quantity. Put out as much quality content and quantity.
So pretty much do everything.
No, seriously, it matters. Nowadays, people are posting a good amount of quality content consistently.
Right.
And unfortunately, you have to do that. But don't overwhelm yourself trying to do it when you're starting off, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the best advice we can give based on our experience.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and I wish I can say, you know, take your time, chill. I just don't feel comfortable saying that, to be honest, because of how competitive it is nowadays and all these platforms. You know, it's great that they're paying us more, they're giving us more opportunities to make money, but that only comes with more competition. And if there's a lot of competition and you don't keep up, it is going to be hard, you know, to do big things. And again, if you're trying to just make content for fun and you want to take it, you know, 1 month at a time because you just truly enjoy making content, great, that's fantastic. But I guess we're speaking more to the people who want to see results quickly and or as quickly as possible, right? But at the end of the day, it is a marathon, not a sprint. So obviously take it at your own pace, do the best that you can and enjoy the process.
Yeah. Enjoy the process. That's why it's very important for you to create content that you're passionate about.
Right.
If it's content that you're not passionate about, you're going to burn out quick.
Yeah.
Somebody that's so passionate about what they're making, they're going to outrun you.
Yeah.
Okay. So be sure that whatever you're creating content from, it's something that you're passionate about. And you just enjoy it no matter the amount of views that you get. If you're getting 20 views, you're going to keep creating because you enjoy it.
Yeah. And we mentioned this on our last episode. So if you haven't yet, check that out. But we gave really good tips on how you would start. And that starts with finding your passion.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it starts there.
Sweet. Awesome. You guys, if you find this useful or helpful, please consider to leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcast. And as always, love you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you
next time.
Bye. Bye.